that made me. Natasha Johnston was working in a cafe in Chinchilla in the Western Downs region of Queensland with her friend Nikki Blackwell when a customer told them a story that changed Natasha's life. It was a story of a farmer's desperate and ultimately futile effort to survive the drought. After hearing that story in 2014, Natasha loaded up a ute with supplies and took them to one family to provide some relief from the drought. They soon started responding to more calls for assistance from other families in urgent need. And before long, Natasha had set up Drought Angels to provide care packages, food hampers, financial assistance, and crucially, a listening ear to farmers. In 2021, the organisation is still called Drought Angels, but the Angels have a diversified portfolio of natural disasters that they provide relief to. They've helped farmers suffering from drought, floods, then fire, then locusts and mice, and of course, the pandemic. For helping so many people on the land and being, I guess, the archangel of Drought Angels, Natasha Johnston was named Queensland's local hero for 2021, and she's our guest today on The Year That Made Me. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Could you tell us a little more about that conversation that really changed your life?
It was just a general conversation with one of our customers, finding out about what's going on with the drought. And then they told us about one story of a farmer in Queensland who was trying to sell his cattle. The cattle were actually too poor to go onto the trucks. So when the trucks got there to take them, they had to turn them down and then leave the farmer with all these cattle. Mm. When the trucks left, this farmer then shot all the stock. He shot his working dogs and then he shot himself. Mm. And that just cut me to the core. I was horrified that some family was having to deal with the loss of their loved one from this disaster, from the drought. And It just took me back to a time in the early 90s when my parents had a property and the banks were knocking and my parents almost lost everything. Dad had consecutive years of floods, actually, which contributed to their problem. But I've just been in that household when things are not going well from farming.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you why that conversation struck a chord. I think you've obviously identified it really clearly. Can you tell us a little bit about those early years, what your life was like before your family came upon economic troubles, and then what the impact was on your family of those hard times?
My parents were comfortable. They were always self-employed, had their own businesses and the farms. So, yeah, life was pretty good. Finance wasn't really an issue for my family. And then obviously from about 87, 88, things started to go a little bit pear-shaped. And by the early 90s, they were in a real diabolical situation. And my mum had a massive breakdown on the kitchen floor after working 18 hours a day. Mum went back to nursing because Dad was a lot older than my mum and nobody would give Dad a job. So Mum went back nursing and was doing double shifts and working 18 hours a day, sort of between 5 to 7 days a week, just to, you know, to keep the money coming in, to keep the food on the table and to keep the banks away. And, you know, when she had that big breakdown on the kitchen floor, it was, it stuck with me forever.
What was it like when you took that first ute load of supplies out to just one family to provide some drought relief?
You know, they were a younger family starting out and my husband and I rocked up there with a ute load of loosened hay and groceries, and the girl was just beside herself. She couldn't believe that somebody has turned up with this load of hay and food to help keep them going through the drought. You know, and there was one little calf she was really trying to keep alive called Squido, and it was just a saving grace for her to know that somebody cared and wanted to do something to help to keep them on the land.
On The Year That Made Me, we're speaking with Natasha Johnston, the founder of Drought Angels and Queensland's local hero for 2021. Natasha, that conversation in the cafe happened in 2014, but that's not the year you've chosen as the year that made you. What year have you chosen and why?
I've chosen 2016 because Drought Angels had been operating for 2.5 years by this stage. And we were being auspiced by the Chinchilla Family Support Centre under their charity banner. And it reached a point where we actually kind of outgrew the Family Support Centre, and they'd said to us that, look, you girls are getting too big. We can't keep auspicing you. You need to make a decision as to whether you shut the program down or you become your own registered charity. So we
That sounds like quite a challenge, yeah. I mean, that's a big undertaking to all of a sudden run the whole thing yourself. How hard a decision was that?
It was very hard. There was a lot of thought and time went into processing it. Are we ready to do this? Can we do this? We're going to have to give up working our other jobs to be able to do this full time. So it was very challenging. But you know what? The need was there. And, you know, the phone calls that we were still getting from farmers needing assistance, we just couldn't let them down. So we were really fortunate that we had a corporate sponsor, a gentleman that owns several IGA stores in Brisbane. He actually funded for us to become a registered charity. So he paid all the fees and everything for us, which was a huge help.
Fantastic.
And we became our own registered charity.
What work had you been doing prior to that?
At that stage, I was working in a cafe and chinchilla, and I was actually a cleaning contractor. I had a little cleaning business and was doing cleaning at the local shopping centre in chinchilla.
And then all of a sudden, you're running your own organisation. And it seems to have grown from there. It all started with supplies on the back of one ute. I imagine Drought Angel service delivery model has evolved since then, Natasha. how do things work these days?
It has evolved. We no longer do stock feed. We actually focus more on the financial assistance. Mm. So giving our farmers prepaid visas that they can use to go and spend in their local communities and support their local businesses who are also feeling the impacts of the natural disaster, whether it be fire, flood, drought, mice plagues, pandemics. And helping them pay bills as well. So maybe they've got bills that they need a hand with that we could step in and help them to pay as well. We just kind of find that the financial assistance helps to take that heavy cloud off their heads. You know, when you're trying to pay bills and keep food on the table, you've just got this dark cloud over your head and you don't know where the next meal is going to come from or where the money is going to come from to pay that bill. So we just feel if we can take that cloud away from our farmers and help them to think a little bit more clearly and make better decisions with running their farms.
Yeah, yeah. The sad reality of life on the land, as you sort of described, is that there's no shortage of challenges and natural disasters that, you know, get thrown up to people living on the land. What have been the hardest times for Drought Angels in terms of dealing with those disasters and providing relief on presumably quite a bigger scale in some situations?
Probably the biggest challenge is obviously fundraising.
Yeah.
We were really fortunate in that the Australian public were doing a lot of fundraising for us. People were doing events. It might have been just a little child having a lemonade stand at the front of their house to big gala events that people were doing for us. And then COVID hit, and that has just really impacted our fundraising. Like, people haven't been able to do events or fundraising for us.
Yeah.
So we took a big hit of about 73%.
73%.
Yeah, wow. From that. So we're trying to scrape our way back a little bit now. A few more people are starting to put their hand up to do fundraisers, which is a huge help. And we're also trying to reach out to a lot of corporates to see if they would like to get involved with, you know, supporting our farmers or supporting some of our programs.
Yeah, but with funding down 73%, what constraints has that placed on your ability to provide support to people on the land who are obviously doing it very tough as well?
It's just meant that we've had to reduce the amount of financial assistance we could help the families with.
Mm.
Previously it might have been sort of anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 we were able to help, but we had to sort of bring that back down to about $2,000, $2,500 at the moment. So, yeah, it's just limited the amount of financial assistance that we can give our families.
How important is that aspect of talking to people when you provide relief and, you know, providing a bit of an outlet for the stress of trying to deal with these financial challenges? Is that something that is sort of integrated into what Drought Angels does?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the girls in our farmer support team are actually farmers themselves or ex-farmers or have grown up on farms. So when our farmers ring to register with us, they're actually talking to somebody who understands what they're going through or what they've been through. They've grown up on the land, so they have an immediate connection with them. And, you know, we've actually have a lot of people just register with us just to have someone to talk to. I said, I don't want any financial assistance, just having someone to talk to who understands what I'm going through is all I need. I think that's a real indication of, you know, that making that connection with somebody who understands what you're going through is vitally important for our farmers.
Natasha, you were named the local hero for Queensland in 2021. How has that changed things for you?
Yes, it was a big surprise, a huge honour.
I gather you didn't have a speech prepared.
No, not really. Honestly, I didn't expect to be the winner. So I thought that that always happens to somebody else, you know. So, no, the speech wasn't really very well prepared. But it's changed in that it certainly helped raise the profile of Drought Angels and the work that we do. And more farmers have been able to have heard about us as well to register with us, which has been wonderful.
And if people want to find out more about Drought Angels, where should they go?
They can head to our website, which is droughtangels.org.au, or we also are on the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. All our website has a lot of information about us. If anybody's got any questions, they're always welcome to give any of our staff members a call and we can tell them more about what we do.
Well, Natasha, it's been great hearing about Drought Angels and all the support that you provide to Aussie farmers. Thank you very much for joining us on The Year That Made Me. We always finish up by asking our guests to nominate a piece of music that maybe relates to The Year That Made Me or not, just can be your favourite as well. What song should we go out with today on The Year That Made Me?
We have to go out with The Gambler. It's always been my favourite song since I was in school, and I just think, you know, our farmers are the biggest gamblers in the world.
Yeah, well, I'm always happy to have a bit of Kenny Rogers on The Year That Made Me. So, Natasha Johnston, thank you so much for joining us. And here it is, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers.
Thanks for having me, Julian.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never.
Yes, there it is. Kenny Rogers, The Gambler. Kenny, of course, passed away on the 20th of March, 2020, right at the start of the pandemic, leading many to observe that Kenny knew when to fold them. That song was chosen by our guest on The Year That Made Me, Queensland's local hero for 2021 and the founder of Drought Angels, Natasha Johnston.